do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 4 below. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 18. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow night, chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 7 above. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed.
WFHR, Wisconsin
Once,
Rapids, 1320
AM, and teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. FM.
And a look at the halftime stats, starting first with Northwestern. Three players with 5 points each. Wood, Walsh, and Hartman each have 5 points. 5 points. Wood has three assists. Then it's 3 points for Shaw. Paige Mott, who had 23, and Madison has three at the half with a couple of rebounds. Rainey and Lau, two. Weaver has one. Wisconsin has two players in double figures. Maddie Wilkie, 11 points. Fourth straight game of scoring 10 or more for Maddie. She's 3 of 5 from downtown. Julie Pospisilova has her seventh straight of 10 or more. She's got 10 at the half. Three rebounds, three assists. Then the scoring drops to 3 from LaBarbara, who has 5 assists and 5 rebounds. Shramick has 4 and 4 rebounds. Also 3 fouls. Sarah Williams, 2 points in the first half. 3 rebounds for the Badger freshman, Sanaya Copeland, with 2. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's the start of the third quarter. That's coming up next. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To 26, Wisconsin on top of Northwestern. John Audius with you as we're moments away from the start of the third quarter. Wisconsin looking for its fifth conference win of the season and back-to-back wins in Big Ten play as we go down the stretch of the regular season. Just two games remain, including tonight. Badgers will wrap up the regular season Sunday at home against 12th-ranked Michigan. So here we go. Third quarter is underway with Wisconsin having possession of the basketball. Bounce to the left elbow. Post Pichalova. Step back. Long two. Short off the front rim. Wilkie fighting for it. Has the rebound for Wisconsin. The Badgers drop it off inside. Deep on the left. Here's Williams working on Walsh. Williams goes up. Missed it. Got it back. Goes up again. Missed it again. Got it back another time. And tries a little half hook. Missed it another time. And it's grabbed by Northwestern. Opportunities galore down low for Wisconsin. Now Mott over Williams. She comes up short, and it's grabbed by Sarah Williams of Wisconsin. Badgers walk into the front court. There's the Barbara. Right screen out on top for Avery. Dribbles to her right. Mott picks her up outside right. Flipping it to the left. Wilkie catches. Bounces mid-post left. Here's Williams. And a jumper on Walsh is in. Right near the left elbow, the jumper hit by Sarah Williams. Tried three times down low and says, you know what, I'll take it about 10 feet out. Right near that left elbow. 8:47 to go, third quarter, 34-26 Wisconsin. Here's Mott, mid-post left, jump pass to the corner. Picked up by Rainey, a drive and a runner's no good. Trickles off the left side of the rim, grabbed by Wilkie, Wisconsin ball. LaBarbara catches and finds Copeland, hands back off to LaBarbara in front of the Badgers bench. Bounces hard to her left. Julie Pease open for three, and it clangs off, no good. Wilkie tips it again, trying for another offensive rebound. This time, it's picked up by Northwestern. Wood, front court. Wood to the free throw line, brings it back out with the dribble. Now picks up her dribble and finds Walsh. Walsh, step back, long two, straight on. Left side of the rim, no good. Copeland picks it up for Wisconsin. 8:05 and counting to go, second quarter, 34-26, the Badgers. Drive by LaBarbara, inside, down low, kicks out, post Pichalova, back inside, around the restricted arc. Williams tosses up a wild shot with the right hand, that's an air ball. Williams, though, they're going to say it was deflected. Changed the call there. First they had signaled it would be Northwestern ball, but they're going to say that got deflected. And a block by Walsh. So Wisconsin will inbound. Copeland catches open right side three. That one's short. Picked up Mott. Now she lost it, but it's grabbed by her teammate Rainey. 34-26. Badgers lead. 7:49 to play third quarter. Northwestern basketball. Rainey out on top. Defended by Wilkie. Pass to her left. McWilliams a drive and a touch pass back to Rainey between the circles. Northwestern throws it away left sideline. It was Walsh trying to get it to Wood, and Wood cut toward the rim. Walsh threw it back out into the wing, and it goes out of bounds. Each team, 10 turnovers in this one. Wisconsin, 8 more points off turnovers than Northwestern, however, 16-8. Caught at the right elbow, it's Copeland. One dribble, shoves it over to Post Pichalova, mid-range on the left, and she buries it. 12 for Post Pichalova. She came into tonight scoring double figures in each of her last 6 games and averaging just over 17 points per game over her last 6. Here's Wood driving on Copeland, left hand scooper won't go. It's poked out, grabbed by Wilkie. Here comes Wisconsin in transition. Post Pichalova bouncing to Copeland, to Julie P. Over top of the arc, here's a 3 by Wilkie, clangs off, no good. Offensive board, Stramick throws it out to the left. Grabbed by Post Pichalova, fresh 20 for the Badgers. 36-26 Wisconsin, 6:50 to play, third quarter. Out on top, LaBarbara has it. 8 on the shot clock to Schrammick. Just left of center, the 3 is in. Schrammick hits it from the outside. The Badgers lead it 39-26, and it's the 6th 3-pointer for Wisconsin this evening. This match is their largest lead. Inside Wood, counted and one. Second leading scorer is Wood, 10.5 per game for Northwestern. She has 7. Wood. 39-28 is your score. And now Wood has a chance to make it a 10-point game. Last foul was called against Copeland, her second. Team foul number one of the third quarter. Here's Wood. That one's... And now off the inbound, Pospisilova lost it. Is off of her hand, and it goes out of bounds, far side. 11th turnover of the game for Wisconsin. Sarah Williams comes in now for the Badgers. Schrammick heads to the bench for a quick breather. Northwestern ball down by 10. The Badgers have outscored the Cats 7-3 in the third. 6:23 to play in this third quarter. Screen set by Wood out on top and an offensive foul on the screen by Shaw.
Offensive foul, Northwestern's Courtney Shaw.
Lead for the Badgers. They get it back. Full court press by Northwestern. LaBarbara has it back court, working on Wood. Trying to get across the timeline. She does. Soft toss over to Pospisilova. Darts it. Mid post left. Caught by Williams. Backing down. Shaw goes up. No. But a foul as she falls to the floor. So Sarah Williams will go to the free throw line. 4 points, 2 in the first half. Still stand at the free throw line. Coming off a great effort in the Badgers' win over Rutgers. She scored 21 points, grabbed 8 rebounds, and blocked 3 shots. Free throws in. And Williams tonight, 5 points, 6 rebounds. One block. Second one, no good. 1 of 2 at the line. Rebounded by Northwestern. Cats into the front court. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. It's a 40-29 Wisconsin lead. Looking for the season split with Northwestern. Rainey out on top. Dribbling to the right elbow. Kicks it back out with the left-handed pass. Over to the right, back to Rainey. 3 over Pospisilova. Left side of the rim, no good. Wilkie hauls it in. Fighting for it. Just taken away by Mott. Just grabbed it right out of her hands. Turnover Wisconsin. Northwestern with it. Wood drops it off inside. Mott and a reach in by Wilkie. Mott had it. Low block right. That's the second against Wilkie. 5:33 to play in the third. Wilkie with 2. Pospisilova with 2. Williams with 2. Schrammick has 3 fouls. Shaw outside left. Mid post on the left. They get it into Mott. Now over to Weaver. Right of the lane. The jumper's no good. And there's a foul on the floor as Shaw grabbed the rebound. And this one is against Pospisilova. And now Julie P., who leads Wisconsin with 12 points, now has 3 personal fouls, and Brooke Schrammick, who has 3 personal fouls, will come in. Northwestern, 5:22 to play with the basketball. Weaver on a drive in the lane, kick out to Wood. Copeland will defend. Screen set by Mott. Wood throws back to her left, where it's picked up by Shaw. Hands off, Rainey has it. Schrammick defends. 5 on the shot clock. Out to Brown, right side, Brown, downhill, oh, in the window, right hand finish good as she kind of zigzagged her way to the basket. 9-point Wisconsin lead, 4:55 to play, quarter number 3. LaBarbara steers it off to her left, where it's grabbed by Schrammick, skip pass out to the right side, here's a 3 from Wilkie, short, rebounded by Northwestern. Mott has it. Copeland will deny the pass to Rainey, so Mott just dribbles into the front court. Now she'll flip it to Rainey. 4:30 and counting to play, third quarter. Wisconsin 40, Northwestern 31. Wildcats basketball. Wood has it. Wilkie will defend. Toss to the right, now to the corner. Caught by Brown. Pass on the baseline. That's Shaw back out to the left side. Here's a drive by Wood on Wilkie. Flips it off the window now, and Wilkie will be charged with her third. Fourth team foul, too, against Wisconsin. And we've got immediate timeout, so three Badgers with three fouls. Shramick, Wilkie, and Pospisilova. And those are all three starters for Wisconsin. With 4:18 to go in the third, it's Wisconsin 40, Northwestern 31. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Poor thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Courtside in Evanston, Illinois, 40-31. Wisconsin leads Northwestern, 4:18 to play in the third. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The Badgers come in 9-19 overall this season. A win on Monday, and that was over Rutgers, and Wisconsin surpassed last year's win total. So 9 wins this season so far and counting. Badgers were 8-21 last season. Wisconsin also picked up its fourth conference victory of the year. They won 5 times last year, and they're looking for number 5 tonight. 2 games remain in the regular season. Big Ten tournament starts on Wednesday next week in Minneapolis. Right now, the Badgers slated to be in that Wednesday, one of the 2 games on Wednesday. All right, back to the action. It's Sydney Wood at the free throw line. After that last foul against Maddie Wilkie, her third. Free throws in. Wilkie with 11 points for Wisconsin tonight. She's out there on the floor along with Shramick. Each of those two players with 3 fouls. Second one is going to fall. 2 free throws made. It's a 7-point Wisconsin lead. 4:17 to play in the third. Pass into the front court, caught by Shramick to Wilkie to the left. Open, it's Copeland. 3, no. Off of Williams, into the hands of Copeland. Wisconsin gets a fresh 20. LaBarbara has it between the circles to Shramick. Beats LaBarbara to Wilkie. Back out to the right. Open, Shramick. 3, no. Rebounded Rainey. Front court for Northwestern. Rainey Euro stepping around the bar. Count it, and a foul. Northwestern is making a run. 40-35, and the lead is down to 5. It's a 6-0 Northwestern run. And now at the free throw line will be Kayla Rainey, 86% free throw shooter, to complete the 3-point play to make it a 7-0 run, and it's in. Badgers led by as many as 13 in the quarter. A Right now, it's a four-point game. Ceramic inside post, Pichaloba, left hand finishes in. That stops the 7-0 Northwestern run. Post, Pichaloba scoring her 14th point of tonight's game. 13-14 after that layup. Here's Mott in the lane, left hand scooping layup under Ceramic is good. 42-38, back to a four-point lead for the Badgers. Ceramic catches, 3:05 to play, third quarter. Front court for Wisconsin, now LaBarbera. Dribbling the basketball left hand, wedge screen out on top, goes to the right. Around a Ceramic screen, spins to post Pichaloba on the left. Julie P drives, tries to feed it inside, but it's a turnover. Steal Northwestern. Lau front court. Sixth steal of Northwestern for Northwestern in the game. And a three is good by Wood on the right side. And we've got a one-point game in Evanston. Timeout, Wisconsin. 2:42 to go in the third. Wisconsin 42, Northwestern 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
To 41. Wisconsin's lead is down to 1 point. They've led by as many as 13 points in the third quarter. Northwestern on a 12-2 run over about the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And we've got a ball game here at Walsh Ryan Arena. ATC and the Wisconsin Badger women's basketball team have teamed up to empower STEM education in Wisconsin with Steals for STEM. As part of the partnership, ATC will be donating to Wisconsin STEM programs. Well, the Badgers in the quarter, 4-15. 27% shooting. Northwestern 5-11, 45%. Cats have made 4-4 from the free throw line. They've outscored Wisconsin by 5 overall in the quarter. Badgers leading scorer, Julie Post-Pichaloba, 14 points, 3 fouls. Wilkie, 11 points, 3 fouls. Just keeping an eye on those fouls because it's so crucial. Ceramic also has 3 for Wisconsin. So 2:42 to play following the Badgers' timeout. Here comes Wisconsin with a full court press to deal with from Northwestern. Up the right sideline, caught by Post-Pichaloba. She'll throw it back to LaBarbera, who crosses the timeline. Hands off to Post-Pichaloba. 2:34 to play. Third quarter to Ceramic. Free throw line jumper is short, and there's a foul as Williams got pulled down. Are they going to call it against Shaw? It'll be Wisconsin ball. It's against Shaw. Shaw kind of got tangled up with Sarah Williams. Kind of grabbed her left arm off the inbound. Post-Pichaloba catch and shoot from the corner, and it's in. 45-41. Three ball by Julie P. 4-point Wisconsin lead. 2:15 to go in the third. Shaw, right corner, Schrammick, hands high above her head, defense. Loops it up over the top of Schrammick, down the reverse is rejected by Williams. That was Mott, monster block picked up by Northwestern. Lau to the right baseline for Shaw, up and around Williams, no. Sarah grabs the miss, 153 and counting to go, third quarter, Wisconsin by four. Badgers have the basketball, LaBarbera bounces, high post Schrammick. Spins it back out to Avery, looks to her right, then fires a three and it rattles in. A LaBarbera bomb from downtown. Clutch three-point shooting right now for Wisconsin, 48-41. Timeout Northwestern. 1:28 to play in the third. Two big threes, one by Pospisilova, the other by LaBarbera, and the Badgers have a 7-point lead. And I believe we have two breaks to take, is that correct? Let's take one right here. 48-41, Wisconsin by 7. Full timeout taken by Northwestern. A minute 28 to go in the third. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat.
Aww.
Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin. What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe. Giraffe. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Minute 19 to play in the third, 48-41, Wisconsin. Northwestern with the inbound and a quick travel. And so Wisconsin will get it back. Late third quarter, up by 7. Badgers trying to break that press of Northwestern in the backcourt. LaBarbera dribbles across half court. Lau will defend. Right sideline. Bouncing high post to Schrammick. Back to LaBarbera. Now she'll bounce mid post right. Williams double team. Spins around it. Has it in the lane. And she traveled. Traveled with it, gives it right back to Northwestern. Wisconsin, though, on that 6-0 run, thanks to two threes, one by Pospisilova, one by LaBarbera. Badgers 8 of 21 overall in the game from the three-point line. Walsh, step back, long 22-footer is wide right and out of bounds. Right up snug next to that line on that three-point attempt. 7-point Badger lead. They get it back. 44 seconds to play in the quarter. Schrammick catches. Pass over to Pospisilova. Now to LaBarbera. Here's LaBarbera. Outside right for the Badgers. Pass it out on top. Drives in strong from the right. Lost it. Stolen. Northwestern. Lau. Middle of the court. Has it in the lane. Brings it back out. Back to Lau. After a pass, Lau comes in from the right. Drops it off Walsh lane. 17 seconds to go in the third. 5-point Wisconsin lead. LaBarbera looking to pass it in. Finds Pospisilova back to Avery. 7 to go in the quarter. Wilkie, cross court, dangerous pass. Oh, and it's knocked out of bounds by Walsh, or is it? That'll be Badger's ball. Seconds ago, Wisconsin will inbound left sideline front court. Walsh knocked it out of bounds. It was pretty close though. He's Shalova with 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Wisconsin leads 48-43. We're in the third. To her left, Schremmick back to Julie P. Down to one. Jumper to left elbow. Pops out, no good. To end the third quarter, and we're done with three, and the Badgers still have the lead over Northwestern. It is Wisconsin, 48. Northwestern, 43. And we'll be back for the final 10 minutes after this break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Northwestern outscored Wisconsin in the third quarter by one, 17-16. The Wildcats shot 40%. Wisconsin shot almost 32%. And now after three quarters, it's the Badgers 48, Northwestern 43. So what was a six-point lead at the half is now 5 points after three quarters. But what a wild third quarter that was. Kind of up and down for the Badgers, who, as I mentioned, led by six entering the quarter, and they worked it all the way up to 13 at 39-26 after a 7-0 run to start. Make that note. And then after that, things started to go downhill as Northwestern started to chip away at that 13-point lead. The Wildcats got it down to as little as 1 point in the third quarter. And then Northwestern would actually take the lead on Wisconsin before the Badgers would be able to battle back. And here's where we are now at 48-43. No, check that. I'm sorry. No, Northwestern did not come back. They got it down to as little as one. I was right the first time. So Wisconsin will have a 5-point lead here heading into the final 10 minutes. Looking for their fifth conference win of the season. Been kind of a strange day for the Badgers. Kind of out of their routine. Snow and ice in Madison in southern Wisconsin led the Badgers to not make the trip last night, but instead made it early this morning. So it's been a long day. See if they got 10 more minutes in them. Walsh throws it away to the left. Turnover Northwestern to start the final quarter. 13th turnover of the game. Now Wisconsin will inbound, leading 48-43. Final quarter underway. Pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Badgers. So LaBarbara will inbound right sideline. Finds Wilkie. 94 feet away from the basket. Puts it on the floor, trying to get out of the backcourt. Passes across the timeline to Post Bishalova. Post Bishalova down the lane. Drops it off inside. Schremmick layup good. Well, Wisconsin puts two on the board to start the fourth. That worked out. 7-point Badgers lead. 9:25 to go. Here's a back cut caught by Wood. Challenging Williams. Blocked by Williams. Wood again. This time is short. Tapped up into the air. Grabbed by Sarah. Williams collects the rebound. Finds Post Bishalova. Throws to Wilkie. Up ahead to Schremmick. Back to Maddie. Sarah Williams doing a good job on the boards for Wisconsin. 7 leads the way tonight. Wilkie. Pass to her left. Schremmick has it outside left. Skips to the far side. LaBarbara asks for a screen. Williams sets it. Throws it back to the left corner. Post Bishalova's three. No good. And it's grabbed by Weaver of Northwestern. Yeah, seven boards for Williams, trying to impact the game in different ways. And she has struggled from the floor. Walsh double team deep on the right, kicks it out left side, wide open. Lau three is splashed. Williams also with three blocks for Wisconsin tonight. But she has 5 points now, 8 rebounds and 3 blocks. And then Schrammick lost it. Stolen Weaver. Fast break up ahead to Lau. Deflected and stolen by Pospisilova. 8:15 to go in the game. 50-46. Wisconsin leading the ball. Barbara got it poked from behind, but it goes right to Schrammick. To Julie P. Driving left baseline. Pospisilova throws it to Wilkie on the right. Inside to Williams. Back out to the right corner. Here's Pospisilova. A drive and a pull-up mid-range is short. Northwestern with it. Might have gotten deflected. Down by four. 7:52 to play. Wildcats ball. Here's Lau. Driving. Runner. High arcer. Missed it. In the lane. It's tipped. It's into the hands of Walsh. She'll try it down low. Missed it. And it's picked up by Lau, who puts it up and in. Low block left. 2-point game. Western hasn't led since the first quarter. Right now it's a 2-point Badgers lead. Schrammick, outside right. Hands off to LaBarbera. Shot clock at 10. Left hand pass to Pospisilova. Drops it off inside. Here's Williams on Walsh. Tries to go through Walsh and lost the ball and then traveled, actually. Traveled, then lost the ball. Turnover Wisconsin, number 17 tonight, although the Badgers lead by 6 on points off turnovers, 21-15. 2-point Wisconsin lead. Northwestern can take the lead with a 3. Here is Lau driving right of the lane. Throws it back out with the left hand to Wood. Screen by Mott. Wood pull up near the free throw line is an air ball out of bounds. Northwestern, 30% from the floor. Wisconsin, 33% from the field. Here comes the Badgers, crossing the timeline with a pass to Pospisilova. 6:48 to go in the game. 50-48, Wisconsin. Bounce pass out to Wilkie on the right. Now LaBarbera catches outside left. She'll snap off the three and bury it. Big time Badger bomb. 53-48. Pushes the Badger lead out to 5. 6:28 to go in the game. LaBarbera clutch with her third three of the game. She's 3 of 5 from outside the three-point line. Here's Weaver out on top to the left. Inside looking for Walsh and out of bounds. It was Wood with the pass way over the head of Walsh. So Wisconsin will get it back up by 5. 15th turnover of the game by Northwestern. Wilkie, cross-court pass, Copeland, nice catch outside left. Pushes it to Pospisilova. Leaves it for LaBarbera. Over to Wilkie, right side, inside Copeland, back out. LaBarbera, 10 on the shot clock, catches left wing. Avery, jab step, drives, kicks, corner, 3, in! Pospisilova! 10th three-pointer of the game for Wisconsin. 56-48. 6-0 run now by the Badgers over the last minute. Here's Wood, left baseline on Wilkie. Wood pushes one off the window and it drops. Big three-pointers here in the quarter. 2 of 3 from downtown for Wisconsin. Here's Wilkie, front court, 5:20 to go. 6-point Wisconsin lead. Low block left. Williams kicking out to the right. Copa driving to the right elbow. Pospisilova to Wilkie. Corner. LaBarbera. How about another one? That one just short. Picked up Weaver. As LaBarbera tried to dive for her own rebound. Out to Lau. Launches. Halfway down and out on the three. Picked up. Wood in the lane. Jumpers in. 4-point Badgers lead. 4:50 and counting to go in the game. This one was a 3-point difference in Madison with Northwestern coming out on top. Right now it's the Badgers by 4. 4:38 and counting to go in the game. Here's Avery LaBarbera of Wisconsin with the lead in the ball. She double dribbled. Tried to pass it out. Didn't have the pass. And then tried to put it quickly back on the floor, and she gets called for the double dribble. And we have a timeout on the floor. 56-52, Wisconsin over Northwestern. 4:30 to go in the game. We'll take a network break here. Network break. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Minutes, 30 seconds to play in the game. John Adias with you, Walsh Ryan Arena, and it's the Badgers 56, Northwestern 52. And tonight's game brought to you in part by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That's R-O-E-H-L. The Badgers in the quarter, 3 of 6 from the floor, 8 points. Northwestern 4 of 10 from the floor, 9 points. And it's a 4-point UW lead. Wisconsin has led by as many as 13 points in the second half. Northwestern not going away on senior night on its home court. 20 points for Julie Pospisilova. She leads all scorers tonight. Seventh straight game of 10 or more for Pospisilova, and the third 20-point game in that stretch, 20 points or more. Wilkie with 11. Tremec and LaBarbera have 9. Wisconsin, 2 big three-pointers in the quarter. Part of a quick 6-0 run, but now Northwestern has it to within 4. Here in the quarter, Wisconsin has led by as many as 8. Here's Rainey and Northwestern with 4:26 now and counting. Wood leaves it off inside. Mott left-hand finish. Easy one. We've got a 2-point game in Evanston. 4:15 to play in the game. Wisconsin with the lead in the ball. Here's LaBarbera between the circles. Pushes it to Pospisilova. Moves it over to Maddie Wilkie on the left. Spins it over to Saniya Copeland on the right. 8 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's Julie P. trying to turn the corner on Walsh. Has it down low on the left. Out to Wilkie. 2 seconds. Step back. 3 in the air. It's an air ball. Shot clock violation. Wisconsin trying to launch as the shot clock was winding down. Northwestern can tie it with the 2 now or take the lead with the 3. They're on a 6-0 run are the Wildcats. 3:48 to go in the game. The Badgers have 2 timeouts, as does Northwestern. And Wisconsin hasn't scored in the last 2 minutes. Here's Wood outside right to Walsh to the left. Rainey with it. Mott steps out to catch a pass as they work around the perimeter. Mid post on the right, stopped by Walsh, double team. Spins out, Lau is open. Now she'll drive, scoop it back out to Walsh, who steps back for a 3. Misses it, wide right. Grabbed by Williams. 9th rebound of the game for Williams. 3:20 to go, Wisconsin by 2. 56-54. Here's LaBarbera trying to go around Rainey and draws the foul. Rainey falls to the floor. And that is just the first foul of the quarter for either team. Copeland checks out. comes Wisconsin. With post Pishalova getting it into LaBarbera. 3:12 to go in the game. And it's a two-point Wisconsin lead as LaBarbera has it. Outside left, tries to turn the corner on Rainey. Got stopped. Shot clock at 9. And then she gets bumped to the floor. She tries to pass out to Williams. And a foul called against Northwestern. Second team foul now. And a shove called against Northwestern. The fans not happy with that. That one goes against Rainey. It's her second. Minutes to play. Wisconsin has it as they rotate to Wilkie on the right. Coach Bishalova throws it out to the left. LaBarbera has it to the corner. Shramick bounces. Williams, one dribble in the lane. She's trying to fight for it. She got tied up. Jump ball possession arrow, Wisconsin. .250 to play. 8 on the shot clock. Bishalova catches off the inbounds. Mid-range jumper, too strong. Knocked out of bounds by Williams. Once again, Northwestern can tie with a 2, take the lead with a 3. 2:46 to go in the game. Wildcats 5 of 12 from the floor. This quarter, 33% in the game. The Badgers just almost 35%. Wow. Driving, lane line left. Wow, challenging Williams. Layup good, we're tied. 56 each, 2:30 and counting. Wisconsin led by as many as 8 in the quarter. Post Bishalova has it on a pass cross half court. Got it knocked free, got it back. Throws to Stramick, timeout. Wisconsin takes one of its 2 timeouts remaining. With 2:17 to go in the game, it's an 8-0 Northwestern run. .56-56. The Badgers led it 56-48 with 5:49 to play. And Northwestern has rattled off the last 8 now to tie it. Badgers are trying for the season split with Northwestern. After the Wildcats won a close one in Madison on January 29th. Wisconsin 3 of 7 this quarter. That's 43%. Northwestern 6 of 13 from the floor. 8-0 Wildcats run. Badgers have the basketball with 2:15 to play. Stramick tries to catch it on the high post. It's not free. It's loose on the floor. Jump ball. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Tough time for a turnover for Wisconsin, and now Northwestern can have its first lead since the first quarter. 2:05 to go in the game. Catching mid-post left. It's Mott on Williams. Mott throws it to the right baseline. Down low, Wood over Wilkie. Missed it. It's off the hands of Rainey. Wilkie ties her up. Jump ball. Wisconsin will get it back with a minute 53. Good look down low by Wood, who has 17 points for Northwestern tonight. Tatted it deep on the left from point blank range and just could not finish. Here comes Post Bishalova, right sideline front court for the Badgers. A minute 45 to go in this game. We're tied. Who's it going to be? Post Bishalova catches outside right. Steers it off to LaBarbera. Shot clock's now at 10. Avery backs it up near midcourt. Williams steps out to set the screen. LaBarbera trying to dribble behind Sarah. 4 seconds on the shot clock. LaBarbera down low, flips up a shot. It's an air ball out of bounds. Nope. Saved from going out of bounds by Walsh. Here comes Northwestern. A minute 15 to play, tie game. Wildcats basketball. Lau is going to step out to shoot a 3 and an offensive foul called against Walsh on a screen. Wisconsin catches a break and they'll get it back. That's a moving screen by Walsh. I was ready to step back on the three as well. 56-56. Wisconsin and Northwestern. Badgers have the basketball. Approaching 1 minute to go in the game. Post Spicholova out on top. Left hand toss to Wilkie. Inside to Williams. Ball fake. Has it down low. Throws it back out. Schrammick. Pass to LaBarbera in the right corner. Tries to drive her on her defender. She's grabbed and a foul with 7 on the shot clock. That's a good call. Northwestern still riding this 8-0 run. 51 seconds to go in the game. Game. Wisconsin inbound. As Northwestern's 14th foul. Post Bishalova. Inside Wilkie off the backboard for 2. Wisconsin takes the lead. 58-56. 48 seconds to go. Northwestern let it roll all the way into the front court. Walsh, top of the key. Schrammick defends frantically. Pass to the left. It's picked up by Lau. Driving left baseliner. Pass deflected out of bounds with 35.9 to go. 2-point Wisconsin lead. Wilkie's layup gave the Badgers the lead. It was an assist by Post Pisholova. Now it's Northwestern's turn with 35.9. Lau tosses in. Walsh has it. Down low. Walsh flips it up over her head. Falls to the floor. No call. It's no good. It's grabbed by Wisconsin with 29 seconds and a timeout. A difference of about a half second between the shot clock and the game clock in a 2-point game. And Wisconsin will take its final timeout. Stopped an 8-0 Northwestern lead. Wisconsin has led by as many as 8 points here in this fourth quarter. 58-56 Wisconsin. 28.5 seconds to play in the game. It'll be Wisconsin possession. And they are now out of timeouts. So they're going to try to get it in. If you're Northwestern, the next foul will send the Badgers to the free throw line, and you can't really play it out with a differential of a half second between the game clock and the shot clock. That'd be a very, I would think, unwise decision. Although if you do force a miss, you can call the timeout, move to the front court, and have a shot to tie it or win it, but Northwestern's going to put Wisconsin at the free throw line. It feels like the Badgers will have to inbound in the backcourt. Backcourt right sideline. On the floor, Post Bishalova, Williams, Schrammick, Wilkie, and LaBarbera. Badger starters. 28.5 to play. Wisconsin 58, Northwestern 56. Schrammick. Looking, bouncing, Post Pisholova catches, up ahead Wilkie, she's all alone, lay up, and Maddie Wilkie with 24.5. 4-point Wisconsin lead, Wilkie was wide. And now the Badgers have a 4-point lead, timeout Northwestern. They have one remaining. That's a huge basket, 2 big baskets down the stretch from Wilkie. That time, the Badgers just broke any pressure that Northwestern was putting on them, and Wilkie was all alone. So now the Badgers have a 4-point lead at 60-56 as they're trying for back-to-back wins in the Big Ten. Court. Northwestern advances to the front court, 24.5. Wildcats have one timeout remaining. The Badgers are out of it. They need a quick look. Walsh catches down low, spins on Williams, blocked by Williams, and a foul against Wisconsin. So that's a quick look on a shooting foul. That's against Julie P., and that's Pospisilova's fourth. So Kaylee Walsh to the free throw line, 77% free throw shooter. These are the first free throws of the game for Walsh. Wisconsin leads by four. Huge free throws for Northwestern here. Here's the first. It's in. 3-point lead for Wisconsin. Northwestern trying to make it a 2-point game. 22.6 to go. Remember, the Badgers don't have any timeouts remaining. Next one is no good. Pospisilova grabs, bounces to LaBarbara, backcourt, and a foul with 18.9. So now Wisconsin has a 3-point lead, and at the free throw line will be LaBarbara. She is an 82% free throw shooter. And these are her first free throws of the game. 3-point Badgers lead, 18.9 seconds. This to make it a two-possession game from LaBarbara. Got it. 61-57. Northwestern has one timeout. They'll take it here after the LaBarbara free throw. And it's good. And a timeout by Joe McEwen and Northwestern, 18.9. But now Wisconsin leads by five, 62-57. Final timeout of the game taken by Northwestern. So if you're Joe McEwen, do you try a three with, you know, just under 20 seconds to play? Northwestern's 27% from downtown tonight. They're 4-15. On the season, they're 14th in the Big Ten. That's last in three-point percentage at 26%. So believe it or not, they're actually above their season average at 26.7 tonight. But we'll see if they get a quick two. It makes it a three-point game. Then you got to start playing the foul game. Well, let's pause 10 seconds for legal ID. 10 for station ID. This is Badger Basketball.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
So 18.9 seconds to play. That was Northwestern's final timeout, and they'll inbound front court. Down by five, they get it in to Brown. 17 as she drives, lane line right, throws it back, and it's knocked free, and it's stolen by Wilkie, and a foul against... by Northwestern. It'll send Wilkie to the free throw line with 13 seconds, and the Badgers are looking pretty good here with 13 seconds to go in Evanston. Here's Wilkie stepping to the free throw line for the Badgers. 84% free throw shooter makes that one. 63-57. It's a 6-point Wisconsin lead with 13 seconds. Make it a 7-point lead. Northwestern lets it roll in the backcourt. Rainey has it. Rainey slips. Stolen by LaBarbara. LaBarbara is going to dribble this one out with 7 seconds to go. And it'll be a great bus ride back to Madison as the Badgers earn the season split with a win over Northwestern tonight. Final score from Welsh Ryan Arena. Wisconsin 64, Northwestern 57. That's back-to-back wins in the Big Ten now for Wisconsin. Fifth conference win of the year, 10th win of the season. Now 10-19 and 5-12 in the Big Ten. One game left in the regular season. It's Sunday on Senior Day at the Kohl Center. Well, coming up on tonight's post-game show, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll also run through the final numbers of this one. And we'll take a look at the team and individual stats as well as the Badgers win this one here tonight. 64-57. Hand the headset over to head coach Marissa Mosley. Congratulations on this one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the victory, coach.
Oh, thank you.
What was the difference here down the stretch as the two teams were very, very close and then you guys pulled away?
I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to watch the film on this one. I think we did a lot of things to try to beat ourselves, and then we did a lot of good things to win the game.